This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democrats are defending the necessity of impeachment, even if President Trump is not removed from office, while Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler tells ABC's This Week the impeachment is necessary.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election.
But Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. Also appearing on ABC's This Week, Senator Ted Cruz.
For weeks and months, they've been promising evidence of criminal conduct. They abandoned all of that and admitted that the evidence doesn't support all of their attacks that have happened before.
The House plans to vote Wednesday on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
New Zealanders observed a minute of silence on Monday to honor the victims of last week's fatal volcanic eruption. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports recovery efforts continue for the final two bodies.
Recovery teams have been unable to locate the final two bodies missing 6 days after a volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island. Clad in hazmat suits, eight police search and rescue staff were deployed for 75 minutes on Sunday to search an area where their information suggested one body possibly remained. New Zealand's Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement told reporters the search was unsuccessful.
But I can say that we've found no further bodies in that area.
Six bodies were successfully retrieved from the island on Friday by a New Zealand military team and taken to the mainland for disaster victim identification.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country. Sources in Kabul tell VOA the drawdown process is expected to start in 3 months. The United Nations' longest climate talks ever ended in Madrid Sunday, with countries agreeing to increase carbon-cutting commitments next year, but postponing clear-cut decisions in key areas. Lisa Bryant has more for VOA from Paris.
There was some progress in compromise. The European Union, with the exception of Poland, pledged this past week to reach net zero emissions by 2050. Delegates agreed to enhance emissions-cutting plans, but they failed to agree on clear targets, rules for carbon markets, or financing for poorer nations to adapt and respond to climate change. That adds pressure for next year, when the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement begins to be implemented. Here's a reaction from Costa Rica's delegation.
We did not quite get there this time, but we have progressed.
The talks were backdropped by a series of alarming findings on the growing impact of climate change on our oceans, forests, and glaciers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
More than 2,000 government, UN, and business leaders, as well as representatives from civil society and humanitarian agencies, are gathering to attend the first-ever Global Refugee Forum. The three-day event, which opens Monday in Geneva, aims to generate new approaches and long-term commitments to help refugees in the communities that host them. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Organizers of the forum will be rolling out the red carpet for heads of state from Germany, Turkey, Pakistan, Costa Rica, Ethiopia, Somalia, as well as other prominent individuals who will be arriving for this seminal event. Much is at stake. More than 70 million people worldwide are forcibly displaced by war, conflict, and persecution. UNHCR spokesman Babar Balash tells VOA the world's piecemeal approach in dealing with displacement and refugee affairs has to change.
This is bringing everyone together at the same place on the same table.
The private sector also has an increasingly important role to play in responding to the growing needs of refugees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mexican authorities say human remains discovered last month at a farm outside the city of Guadalajara have been confirmed as belonging to at least 50 people. Prosecutors say they have identified 13 people so far, 12 males and one female, all of whom were previously listed as missing. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.